We're not going to waste any time today. We're going to jump right into it. So here it is, your daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Tuesday, February 28th, 2023. Yeah, 2 days ago or yesterday, the Biden administration admitted that the lab leak theory, that was probably right. Yeah, I was probably right the entire time. How do you think the mainstream media was going to deal with this if you said the same way they deal with everything? You were right. Here's the headline from The Hill. Republicans jump on lab leak report, call for action against China. Yes, first they were saying that the Republicans were making up the lab leak theory. It was a conspiracy theory. It was nonsense. It was political. We'll show you the video, just one of many videos of Donald Trump saying exactly this and being crucified for it on the mainstream media and by the people who cover the White House. It was a crazy conspiracy theory. Those Republicans were just saying that to get political gain. Then it turned out to be true. And so now they're claiming that Republicans are jumping on it and trying to use it as a political tool. Or we were just right the entire time. Or we're just trying to actually get to the truth and you people have to make everything political. It's one of those. Republicans are seizing on a new energy department conclusion pointing to a lab leak as causing the COVID-19 outbreak to call for swift action against the Chinese government, which has refused to cooperate with global probes into the pandemic's origin. Now, they actually have that right. That I actually agree with. The Republicans are, in fact, using the lab leak hypothesis, the lab leak theory, the truth about the origin of the coronavirus to try to bang the war drums for global war with China. Which is not accurate because it was us. It was the CIA and a military operation to create COVID. We funded it. We created the research and we released it. So let's not start a world war. Can we not do that? Thanks. It's too late. U.S. Treasury heads ahead, pledges to fortify Ukrainian economy. Janet Yellen, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, did a surprise visit to Ukraine to meet with Vladimir Zelensky and other top officials, vowing indefinite support for Kiev despite a lagging U.S. economy and trillions in government debt. I think that just about sums it up. What is she doing there? Giving our money away. Pretty simple answer. Meanwhile, toxic derailment waste heading to facilities in Ohio and Indiana, EPA's Reagan returns to East Palestine. Hazardous waste from the train derailment site in East Palestine will be trucked to four sites in Ohio and Indiana. Hauling resumed after the EPA ordered Norfolk Southern over the weekend to pause shipments headed to Michigan and Texas to allow time for more oversight measures. A lot of people a little annoyed at this, having their farmland that had avoided being poisoned by the crash itself now coming under threat of having all of the waste disposed on their property. Again, we'll get more into that later and talk about the response in the event of the train derailment there in Ohio in all of its various implications. Meanwhile, the U.S. Marshals Service has suffered a major security breach that compromises sensitive information, senior law enforcement officials say. The incident did not involve the database involving witness security program, commonly known as the Witness Protection Program, a source told NBC. But the U.S. Marshals Service did suffer a security breach over the weekend that compromised sensitive information, multiple senior law enforcement said Monday. In a Monday statement, U.S. Marshals Service spokesperson Drew Wade acknowledged the breach. It's not good, but it's okay. It's not like we're on the cusp of World War III and that security's important or anything. Finally, we have this. South Africa faces civil war conditions due to possibility of power grid collapse. They're already load shedding. The collapse is on, and we'll get more into this a little bit later. That's our Daily Dispatch, brought to you by Ultimate Fish Oil, available now, InfoWarsStore.com. I do want to ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. As you know, we have led the way in the charge against the New World Order and their biotechnocratic enslavement that they're bringing about the whole planet. We have redefined the discussion. When you go to somewhere like TPUSA now, they talk about defeating the New World Order and the globalists and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. That's the discussion on the conservative side of things, especially the younger side. That's because of InfoWars, and that's because of you going to InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy for you to do because we give you fantastic products such as the prebiotic fiber. It's our most advanced formula yet, 40% off organic acacia fiber, organic flaxseed, organic blueberry fruit fiber, organic cranberry fruit fiber. I mean, this is getting all of the good stuff in one delicious powder that you can add to water or your smoothie and get all the fiber you need. It's InfoWars prebiotic fiber on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com.